Dr. Olivera dictated for November the 14th, 2024. The name of the patient is Janice Skinner, S-K-I-N-N-E-R. First name Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. The clinical case of a 75-year-old African-American female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 3A. And some proteinuria associated to the underlying disease, that is diabetes mellitus. The patient suffers from hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Period. The patient has been treated with the administration of SGLT2s, Farxiga. We had laboratory workup that was done November the 11th of 2024 with a creatinine that... One, a BUN of 20, estimated GFR of 57. The serum electrolytes are with a normal limit, sodium 140, potassium 4.3, chlorine 106, CO2 24. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 235, that is in very stable condition. And the albumin creatinine ratio went down to 41. Period. In terms of body weight, the patient has gained 4 pounds of body weight, which is not acceptable because this is going to increase the morbidity. The patient was advised to avoid the sodas that she has been using, and avoid the simple sugar. Period. The patient is going to have intervention in the back, injections for the sciatic pain and the back pain that has been scheduled for January. We made aware of the steroid triggering blood sugar elevation. Period. She also encouraged to continue with the low-sodium diet, the plant-based diet, and avoid the industrial production of food. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C went up to 8.6. The recommendations as above. Following number, the patient has proteinuria, as discussed above, that is under control. By controlling the blood pressure, the blood sugar, and the intake. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol is 202. The LDL cholesterol is 125, and the HDL is 51. Adjustments in the diet plus the continued administration of atorvastatin 40 milligrams is highly recommended. The patient has a elevation of the uric acid that is under control. I have to point out that this patient has a hemoglobin of 15. We spend, in this case, 8 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 18 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes. Revaluation in 4 months with lab.